Welcome to the Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called, How Do I Balance Structure and Freedom? Let's dive in. Here's what I call the Goldilocks principle of teaching. Too much structure kills creativity, but too much freedom creates chaos. Most classrooms swing like a pendulum between micromanagement and complete open-endedness, and both approaches fail our students. Today, I want to show you how innovation thrives in what researchers call guided autonomy, giving students clear boundaries with creative choice within them. Think of structure as the scaffold and freedom as the fuel. Your job isn't to choose one or the other, but to find the innovation sweet spot where both work together. Give your students non-negotiable learning targets, but offer multiple pathways to reach them. For example, tell your students, you must demonstrate understanding of photosynthesis, but you choose how. Create an infographic, write a song, design an experiment, or craft a story. Same destination, different journeys. This approach is backed by self-determination theory, which shows students need three things to thrive: autonomy, competency, and relatedness. Studies consistently demonstrate that creativity peaks when students have clear constraints paired with creative choice. I recommend what I call the 70-20-10 rule: 70% structured learning to build foundational skills, 20% guided exploration to apply those skills creatively, and 10% complete creative freedom to let imagination soar. One immediate technique you can implement is choice boards with guardrails. Create a 3x3 grid where students must complete the center square, your core skill or concept, plus any two others that represent creative applications of that learning. This builds both competency and creative confidence simultaneously. Let me share a story that illustrates this beautifully. An 8th-grade English teacher I know created what she called the Poetry Prison Project. She gave her students constraint poetry assignments. They had to write poems using only words cut from newspaper headlines. Here's the magic. Those tight constraints sparked incredible creativity. Students produced more innovative, engaging work than they ever did with write about anything assignments. The lesson? Boundaries don't limit creativity. They focus and amplify it. This week, I challenge you to pick one assignment and add a creative constraint. Give students two or three different ways to demonstrate the same learning objective. Watch how limitations actually increase student engagement and innovation. Structure becomes the launch pad, not the ceiling. Here's the bigger picture. Life requires guided autonomy. We follow rules while finding creative solutions. Speed limits exist, but we choose our route. Recipes provide structure, but great chefs improvise within them. By teaching students to innovate within boundaries, we're preparing them for real-world problem-solving. The most successful people aren't rule-breakers. They're creative rule-benders who find new possibilities within existing frameworks. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem-solving into every classroom. Remember, you're not just a teacher, you're an innovation teacher. Let's keep shaping classrooms where creativity and discovery thrive. Subscribe and join me on this journey.